This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne. Imagine a day when there's no such thing as an out-of-print book. That day could come soon as a result of an invention by a California entrepreneur. It's a book-binding technology that can make professional-quality books at a low cost within minutes. NPR's Laura Seidel reports.
A year ago, Kevin Parker had a breakthrough. The manufacturer of bookbinding equipment developed a machine about the size of a desktop printer and a glue strip that binds professional quality hard and softcover books within minutes. He says the machine, which costs as little as $1,300, will make it possible for all kinds of people to publish.
Could be a book that was in production but it's out of print and they need to just make now an additional copy. Or it could be somebody starting out that may have a great book but can't get a publisher.
Industry observers say Parker's invention could change book publishing. Bill Sullivan, president of Digital Binding Solutions, is a longtime industry consultant.
Equipment like Kevin's and the evolution of Kevin's will now make it possible for you to go to Borders and select a title from a file and have a clerk reproduce the book for you in several minutes, and you'll walk away with a title which you couldn't have purchased any other way conveniently.
Sullivan says it's likely to take several years before most consumers see this setup, but Parker can wait a little longer. This may sound strange, but he's been obsessed with making the perfect glue strip for 22 years.
So this is the heart of the company. That sound of the clicking is the blood flowing.
That is actually the sound of machines manufacturing glue strips on the floor of Powis Parker, Kevin Parker's Berkeley, California-based company. The 42-year-old Parker dropped out of University of California, Berkeley, to help a friend with a small office supply business work on developing a strip for a Xerox binding machine because pages kept falling out of the ones they had. Soon, the project took over his life and his parents' house.
We filled up the basement and there was this activity down there at all hours. Then the yard started to be populated with army tents full of scrap machines and supplies.
Parker's parents moved out and sold him the house and never went back to college. His company now has separate headquarters, employs 100 people, and brings in about $18 million in revenues through the sale of bookbinding supplies and machines. Among the fans of his greatest breakthrough is Brewster Kahle, founder of the Internet Archive in San Francisco. Kahle is using the Powis Parker Fastback Binding Machine to bring books to children around the world. That's Kahle revving up the generator inside his bookmobile as he explains what's inside.
Anywhere that we can see the sky, we can make books.
Because we've got this little family van here that's got a satellite dish, a computer, a printer, and a bookbinder.
Using a grant from the World Bank, Kahle sent a van like this to Uganda. The van visits villages using the satellite connection. Children go on the web and select the text of a book in the public domain.
Download the book, print it, and bind it, and they end up with a paperback book that's of saleable quality. I mean, you could have this book in a bookstore, and it only costs a dollar to make each book.
Kahle says on the web, children can even find books in their own language. He thinks Parker's technology, combined with low-cost printers and internet connections, has enormous potential to make books more affordable. The technology does raise the specter of the kind of piracy that the music and film industries face, but Kahle and other observers think it's more likely to be used to provide access to books that would otherwise be out of print. Parker is looking at ways to get his technology to a wider public in this country. He set up a model storefront and bookmaking shop around the corner from his factory. Camille Seaman is running the shop for him.
You needed to just jump in and see what was it going to take? What do the prices need to be? What's the interest? How can we fulfill the orders timely and make it profitable?
Seaman says it cost them $20,000 to set up the storefront just a few weeks ago, but it could be done for less. Seaman says it's drawn interest from people who want to bind a book of their own photos, artists who want to promote their work, and writers unable to find publishers. It costs consumers less than $40 to produce a 40-page book on high-quality paper. But Parker doesn't want to open a chain of these shops. He's hoping to show others that they can do it. And while many people have been predicting the demise of the book and the rise of the e-book, Parker thinks otherwise.
People are tactile, and we have a connection that goes back thousands of years, as far back as papyrus, of preserving our stories and history and folklore in something we can hold.
Of course, there's an irony here, says Parker. It's new technologies like the internet and his binding machine that will likely make it possible for more people to have their own books. Laura Seidel, NPR News, San Francisco.